Seen enough losses lately? Ready for some wins? I know what it's like to look for the light at the end of the tunnel when the tunnel is far too deep and long to see anything but darkness. So, how do you keep pressing forward? How do you stay in the game? It helps me to remember that my troubles produce a glory that will last forever. That right there is a promise from Scripture, and it speaks of a glory that has nothing to do with whether we win or lose. It's an eternal glory, not a glory that shines brilliantly as long as you win, but fizzles out the moment you lose. The Apostle Paul wrote about the promise of eternal glory, and it's a promise that I've held on to when my losses pile up so high that I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. My friend, if you're convinced that you can't win for losing, then you'll be encouraged by the 2 points that I'm going to be making today. Now, they're easy to remember, and they'll help you press through the darkness, because there most certainly is a light at the end of the tunnel. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm delighted you're here. Now, we've been spending time lately in chapter 4 of Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, and we're going to be there again today. Now, as always, I read scripture, and then I give you a declaration that I want you to speak, to believe and speak. That declaration will empower your tongue with truth. Now, in a moment, I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 through 18 out of the New Living Translation, but before I do, I want to point out that verse 16 opens with, "That is why we never give up." Now, if you haven't heard the previous 2 episodes, or if you've forgotten the context, I recommend you look for them both. Those messages will give the context for why verse 16 says, "That is why we never give up." And so I won't take the time to explain it now. Let's get right in to 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 through 18. "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." Now, the older I get, the more I can relate to the fact that our bodies are wasting away. Aren't you thankful that our spirits are being renewed every single day? Not like our bodies, our spirits are being renewed. I am so thankful. I'm also thankful that the encouraging theme of 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18 is summarized in the powerful phrase that I want you to speak with me today. "My troubles produce a glory that will last forever." There really is a light at the end of the tunnel. We can't always know the specific why behind our troubles, but we can know for certain they will produce glory. "My troubles produce a glory that will last forever." Will you declare that promise with me? "My troubles produce a glory that will last forever." Now, obviously, the forever glory isn't connected to our bodies that are wasting away, but rather to our spirits that are being renewed. Previously, I talked about the all-surpassing power from God that we as believers carry inside our fragile jars of clay. Now, I also talked about how this power inside of us is hidden. On the other hand, our troubles are not hidden. They are all too obvious. We can't see God at work inside us, but I tell you what, we cannot miss our troubles. all around us. The longer difficult circumstances hound us, the harder it is to look past them. But looking past them is exactly what will help us to press on and never give up. Now, I promise to encourage you with a couple of different points that will help you see the light when you can't win for losing. And the first is that our present troubles are obvious, but temporary. Now, they may not seem temporary, but they are. Our troubles may have hounded us for years, but they won't hound us forever. They really are temporary. The Bible says that a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day to our Lord. God's time perception is very different from ours. He also perceives big and small differently. We see a mountain of difficulty. God sees a little grain of sand. When it comes to the size of my problems, I like to remember that anything over my head is already under God's feet. Your problems might be too big for you to handle. I don't want to minimize them at all, but they're not too big for God to handle. Press through the darkness and believe God for that promised light at the end of the tunnel. Nothing lasts forever, whether it's the perfect day or the worst nightmare. It will pass. So hold on and trust God's promise that a future glory awaits you. Now, I'd love for you to believe and speak our declaration again. My troubles produce a glory that will last forever. Before I make my second point, I have a favor to ask of you. If this message has encouraged you so far, would you kindly give me a thumbs up? And if you haven't already, would you please subscribe and click the bell for notifications? I truly appreciate your support. Now, my second and final point is that our future glory is unseen, but eternal. The glory that awaits us when we do come out on the other side of our troubles is neither obvious nor temporary. Our problems are obvious. God is unseen. Our problems are temporary. God is eternal. We need to take our eyes off our troubles and keep them on God. And I know that's easier said than done. Trust me, I know. 2 Corinthians 4:18 tells us to fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. How is that even possible? How do we fix our gaze on something we can't see? Go ahead and glance at your troubles, but don't gaze at them. I'm reminded of a graphic that I shared some time ago that looks like this. Now, I talked about gazing and glancing at God or our problems. If you look at where the words gaze and glance are, again, I'm not suggesting that you ignore your troubles. That's not even realistic. But if you keep your gaze fixed on your troubles, then you only glance at God wondering, what is he going to do about it? Instead, keep your gaze fixed on God and merely glance at your troubles, because this focus will help you remember that anything over your head is already under God's feet. A memory verse that I go to time and again is from Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. And it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Glance at your troubles, my friend, but gaze at God. Remain in Jesus Christ and in his word. Pray with a heart full of thanksgiving and hold on to the hope that I've been asking you to believe and speak with me. My troubles produce a glory that will last forever. Now, I've said this before, but it bears repeating. Everything will turn out all right in the end. If everything is not all right, it's not the end. So hang in there. Jesus is the light at the end of your tunnel. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the promises that we have all through Scripture. Thank you for giving them to us. Thank you, Lord, that even though we suffer in this world, we struggle and we have trouble in this world, that they are nothing compared to the glory that awaits us, God. Help us to fix our eyes on the unseen, on the eternal, on you and your promises, especially on you, God, that you, through your Spirit, you give us everything we need, not just for life and godliness, but everything we need for peace, Lord, so we can sleep at night, so that we can press on through the darkness, knowing, God, that you are with us every step of the way, and we can walk by faith rather than by sight. And so, Lord, thank you again that our troubles are producing for us an eternal glory, a glory that will never perish, spoil, or fade, that is kept in heaven for us. Thank you for shielding us with our own faith in Jesus, God, and for making us strong. Lord, we need you. We need you so much. Give us thankful hearts and restore our hope, because Jesus is the light. And in you, God, there is never, ever any shadow of turning, any shifting shadow, any darkness at all. And so, God, thank you. Help us keep our eyes fixed on that. And we ask for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you enjoyed this episode and haven't seen the two previous messages, there were two based on 2 Corinthians 4. I started in verse 4 and worked all the way through to verse 9 before skipping to the ones I did today. I do invite you to watch them now. And I also invite you to subscribe and click or tap the bell for notifications. But most of all, would you please share this with a friend who thinks that they can't win for losing? Let them know. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.